Blackstone presents A Tree of Bones by Gemma Files. This book is read by Donald Corin. To Steve, whose contribution grows greater with every new book, partner, support, love. And to Cal, who keeps my hours full and my intentions honest. Otherwise, Elva Mai Hoover, Gary Files, my surprisingly large roster of friends, plus everyone else who has found themselves developing a sneaking taste for blood-soaked, gay, porno, black magic horse opera. The story is never over. Out there in the large dark and in the long light is the breathless poem, as ruthless and beautiful and amoral as the world is, as nature is. In the end, there's just me and the bloody poem and the murderous tongues of the trees, their glossy green syllables licking my mind, the green work of the wind. Gwendolyn McEwen. Poor fool, you are divided at the heart, lost in its maze of chambers, blood, and love, a heart that will one day beat you to death. Suji Kwok Kim. Prologue. From a missive sent by former Pinkerton Detective Agency man George Teal from the Texican ghost country of Perdido, abolished in 1858, to fellow ex-agent Frank P. Geyer, whereabouts unknown. To save paper and create a crude cipher, sentences are cross-written, first from the bottom left-hand corner to the upper right-hand, then from the upper left-hand corner to the bottom right. My dear colleague, I write you this from the shelter of Texas, where fresh disputes with Mexico are hotly brewing. Though we cannot be sure, reports indicate a great host ready to march on New Mexico at the whim of Emperor Maximilian. Said host is composed of imperial soldiers, Carlota colonists. Who would have ever thought any American, defeated secesh or no, likely to change his citizenship on promise of undisputed slave ownership alone? Yet it has happened, it is happening, and other even less desirable elements. A second schism seems almost imminent, and all because cultists, conflating Hex City's devilish doyen with Mary, Mother of God, are streaming up over the border and making their way to throw themselves at her bony feet, there to gash themselves with stones. As one might expect, the Habsburg considers this hexaceous seduction of his citizenry further aggression from the United States.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?